This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. The city council in Montpelier has been discussing a ban on smoking in the capital city's downtown, but critics, including the mayor, say the council should use caution. Gina Kahn is a reporter for the Barrie Montpelier Times Argus and has been writing about this, and she joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. And Gina, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So how did this idea for a smoking ban come about in the first place?
Well, there's actually a bit of confusion when it comes to that. Some city council members, such as Donna Bate, are pretty certain that the idea came from the Central Vermont New Directions Coalition and from both Ginny Burley and Ann Gilbert in 2014 in a city council meeting. And then when I spoke to the Central Vermont New Directions Coalition, they encourage healthy behavior and they advocate for the prevention of substance abuse. They told me that it was actually the idea of one of the city council members, Jessica Walsh, in November 2014, who had the idea, and then they, and by they I mean the Central Vermont New Directions Coalition, went forward to gather the information to go forward.
Well, has smoking really been a big problem in Montpelier? I mean, the city has a reputation outside of it anyway for being pretty health conscious, as much of Vermont is.
Well, Mayor John Holler has said, both in city council meetings that I've covered and in his op-ed to the Times Argus, that he doesn't see any problem with smoking in downtown Montpelier. He said in his 20 years working in the city, he's never experienced secondhand smoke as a problem. However, other city council members, such as Donna Bate, have expressed that there is an issue with smoking and secondhand smoke in downtown Montpelier, and she mentioned a few different businesses like Baguito's and outside of McGillicuddy's of people congregating and smoking at the bar scenes and that being an issue. But there was definitely a lot of debate about whether or not that actually is an issue and if it's actually harmful to citizens and people walking by. I know Justin Turcotte, another city council member, was very strongly against the smoking ban, not only for downtown Montpelier, but also for within the parks. And he feels that it is insensitive to smokers and that they are citizens of Montpelier too, and that we should be more sensitive to people suffering from addiction.
Have any communities in Vermont banned smoking outright?
Burlington has banned it on Church Street, and Sharon, Vermont has banned it on, I believe, a privately owned business. But there is no town, and I've asked the Central Vermont New Directions Coalition if they are aware of anywhere in the United States where a town has banned an entire downtown. The only places that, and they said that they can't think of any, the only places that they were able to give me as examples were Times Square, but that's not all of Times Square. That's just the section where the road is blocked off, so it's like a pedestrian street, much like Church Street. And same with Boulder, Colorado. They also have banned smoking, but it's the same setup as Church Street. So for all intents and purposes, it's just a park. It's not an actual downtown with cars and pedestrians. It's just pedestrian.
Well, this gets back, I think, to what you mentioned before. That's that Mayor John Holler wrote an editorial in the Times Argus urging caution on this. And it sounds like he doesn't want to come out necessarily against the ban completely. But what does he mean by caution and what are his concerns?
Yeah, he hasn't come out exactly against it fully. He talked about how he spent a lot of time in his life advocating for the rights of non-smokers and for the health, and he's well aware of the health risks of smoking and secondhand smoke, but he wants to urge caution because he's not so sure that there is any real issues in Montpelier's downtown that would warrant such an extreme measure. Banning smoking for the whole downtown of a town or city, you know, is something that, like I said, I don't really think, as far as I know, hasn't really been done before. In his op-ed, he talked a lot about how the people that would be directly affected would be the people living downtown, and that most people that, you know, go downtown, they don't live there. So they wouldn't really be affected, but it would have a strong impact on the people that live downtown. And, you know, I think he wants to urge caution to not infringe on their living conditions.
And Gina, what's your sense on what the city council might do here and how they might vote on this and what happens next in the process?
Well, on June 10th, there's going to be a city council meeting where this issue will be further discussed. And John Holler has urged the community to come to this meeting because in this meeting there will be discussion about this and people can express their concerns. There's not going to be any final decision, but they're going to be discussing it further. And I know even within City Council there's a lot of debate of whether or not this is a good idea. Again, Justin Turcotte was very against it, as well as Ann Watson. She was looking more for some kind of compromise if they were to go forward with it, such as a ban just between certain hours so that people could still smoke at night during the bar scene hours.
Okay, we'll look forward to your reporting on this. And Gina Kahn is a reporter for the Barrie-Montpelier Times-Argus. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.